Johnny Angel, Frog, Boy Loves Boy, written by John Williams and read to you by John Williams. Johnny Angel, copyright DJ Williams, 2008. I never used to wake up in the middle of the night before unless something was on my mind. I was disturbed, and that generally meant friends, people, or people I wanted to be friends with or wanted their friendship. And why should I be worried now? I mean, at 12, I'm living an adventure. Even the world's most famous secret agent would find it hard to keep up with me, except I find romance with people of my own sex, whereas he finds chicks. Not that I chose that sort of lifestyle. You could say it chose me. This whole thing seemed to have started 2 years forward, because I'm only 12 and I'm talking about events which will take place 2 years from now. Not that I'm aware of them yet. Just when I come out of a dream, I have a strange feeling. I've been through all this before, deja vu. Why should I worry about the future when the present is enough to occupy me in every way possible? It's strange how life unwinds. I mean, when you have a real feel of it, and at 12 I have, you wonder why you are here. I mean, for what purpose? To enjoy yourself? To find friends? To find love? That has to be the main focus of everything. But there can be higher things, a sacrifice, to give yourself, to help someone else, even to give your life up for another's. That hasn't happened yet, but it came very, very close. Only 1 or 2 days ago, a ship, a liner, was going down, the Davy Jones. I think it started when a woman went to the captain and said, "Captain, how far are we from land?" He said, "About a mile, maybe a little less." She looked forward, she looked aft, she looked aside, walked to the other side of the ship, and looked again. All she could see was sea. Went back to the captain and said, "Captain, you said land was only half a mile away, a mile." His answer was to point down. That is what you call an omen, an evil omen. Is there any other kind? I like the word evil. It implies adventures, being naughty, and I suppose when I find myself in bed with another, how naughty can that get? I'm glad my folks can't see me now. Boy, would I get it. 12, I'm supposed to be an innocent. Little do they know. Little do I know. They knew as little as I did. I would know as little as they, and we both would know virtually nothing. When, or how shall I say, it all started. That may take some while. I mean, some time, a while. Let's say I found myself in the sea. A friend of mine, William. And where did William come from? Not from God. Probably from a bad angel. I was leaving my own space station, Quark. Well, I didn't plan to leave it. I was looking for a friend, Robbie, and that's really where the whole affair begun, and a fair it was. I loved him. I never thought I could love a boy, but I found out I'm going to the future again. My silly dreams, to keep things in perspective. William and I sort of met. We sort of left Quark, sort of arrived at a destination called Anama 1, a dirty great chunk of metal that used to be on a planet called Anama before it exploded, leaving thousands, if not a million, of huge fragments. Needs to be used as a space station, and already hollowed out, already had the facilities, and I thought it was God's will anyway. Anama 1 was an enigma. I mean, bastard son of a million other bastards. And that's why
Sample complete. Ready to continue?